Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Many of you are wondering how to amplify your psychic and channeling abilities because you are also afraid that if you do so, you are going to meet lower frequency beings, lost souls, entities, and demons. And I'm here in this training today to share with you how to handle dark forces so you can open up your channeling, your psychic abilities, feeling super confident and courageous, and you also know the higher architecture of this dynamic of experiencing with lower realms, lower vibration beings. If you don't know this, when I was growing up, I was really awake, so I could perceive entities as well as angels, lost souls, and even demons. And I was living back home in Europe in a house that had lots of them. Many people before our family had died of really weird illnesses and had committed suicide as well. So the house was really filled with all of these creepy things. And I remember them coming out at night. They would come out of the basement and they would be all around me trying to suck my energy away. And what I did was I placed my hand there every night. I curled into a little ball and I prayed. I prayed my angels and I prayed God to please make it stop, please, you know, help me. And I would see angels come and it would help to clear them, but they were still hanging around. My mom had some priest come, some like spiritual people come and do some clearing, but to me it really didn't do much because I could still perceive them. And throughout my life, I had like pretty intense experiences with massive demons. And when I talk about demons, it's like proper demons, right? Coming out from the abyss that have been trapped in the in-between for millions of years and that have actually also been called and created from other realities by people that were doing black magic in the past. Some people still do it today. Flash news. So if you want to amplify your psychic abilities, channel, connect telepathically to non-physical beings of the light, it is extremely important for you to learn how to handle these frequencies so it does not block you to reclaim what is yours. We are all here to reactivate our abilities to connect with not only non-physical realities, non-physical beings, but also connect to the different aspects of our beings and to be so sensitive that we can co-create telepathically with other human beings. So you know that it is the ascension process, that it is happening, and I am always here to help you activate more of your power, more of your light, so nothing can stop you from accessing a higher identity, from reclaiming what's yours, your gift, your power, your faith, your love, abundance, freedom, love, connection, and everything. So when you feel this fire rising inside of you, this is the first thing I want you to do when it comes to opening up your channeling psychic abilities and having fears of meeting these entities. I want you to daily to connect with the fire that burns in your belly. A lot of humans have not learned how to handle this fire. It's not pretty to be angry. You cannot rage. You cannot show frustration. Basically, you need to bottle up. And if you start, you know, screaming and having a tantrum, you are a hysterical woman. You are probably, on your period. Excuse me? How dare you talk to me like this? We are here to reclaim connection to divine rage and divine anger, because when we can, we allow the energy that is trapped in the belly, which is actually within our multidimensional blueprints, the connection to density, the connection to the realms of physicality that have shadows in them. First, second, and third chakra, okay? So if we don't know how to activate the fire, to co-create with the womb, to be super powerful in our rage, in a healthy way, then we are going to be crippled by fears, because fears, limitation, and blocks, they are often, most of the time, present in the lower chakras. So first of all, I want you to really do the inner work on finding out why you don't allow yourself to express your frustration, your rage, your anger, what is blocking you, what is this story. So basically do the work to reconnect with that. Feel your connection with your fire, because the fire is not only the fire of destruction, the fire of rage, the fire of anger, it is also the fire of creation, of passion, of intuition. It is what makes us human, you know, feeling all the feelings, allowing them to exist. You know, remember that we teach from the unified field. I'm here channeling my High Council of Light, and especially Sekhmet today, as Sekhmet is very much part of my team when it comes to going in the quantum and literally destroying, dissolving, and releasing demons and entities. I have become a master at that. Well, I was born experiencing that, so I pretty much had no choice but to go into the depth of the darkness and understand it. I have received so much information from my High Council, as well as dark forces themselves, on why they are there, what's going on, and how actually we co-create. Light and darkness are not in conflict. They are part of duality. They are the yin and yang, the yang that create the world that we know. So contrast is not negative. Only in humanity we think duality and contrast are negative. Coming back to the fire, when you can connect to this fire, you understand that not only in the quantum, but also in your everyday life, it is very important to activate your fire, to give sacred no's, boundaries. You are not allowed to treat me that way. If these friends act this way with me, is she really my friend? If my partner, my boyfriend, call me these names or like treat me like that, is this really okay? Why am I not giving secret? No, it is the same with parents. It is the same with kids. Do you think my children have any room to like walk all over me? No, they will meme mom's divine rage, and they have seen it before. And I warn them, if you do not change your behavior right now, if you don't apologize for the way you talk to your mother, I will get very angry. Do you hear me? So it's like in my everyday life, I make a point like really clearly of connecting with my divine rage. Because in the past, I had no idea how to do it. So I was that girl that was literally having like rage issues, like I had really big anger management issues, and it was very destructive because I really hurt the people I loved. Because it was all over the place. No one ever taught me how to connect with that. So I was feeling continually abused by demons and entities. So in my everyday life, I had zero tolerance for bullying, for example. Like this girl here talking to you right now has zero tolerance for bullying. And I've taught that to my children as well. It's like, you freaking back off, you prick. Just go away. You're like, you, how dare you treat me like this? And what you say, by the way, has actually nothing to do with me, because I'm a very nice person. I'm very kind. And if you have like all of these projections towards me, that's got nothing to do with me. It's all yours. Of course, you know, we keep ourselves in checks, because at times, like, I mean, if we are being a big, horrible person, like a racist or homofiguring, things like that, like we need to keep ourselves in check. So we can, you know, become a better person. But anyway, let's not get sidetracked. Today, I want you to really consider a few things when it comes to amplifying your psychic abilities in the dynamic of having these fears to meet lower vibrational beings. So first of all, how do you connect with your fire every day? If not every day, when it comes up, like when you feel anger, when you feel frustration, when you feel that people are invading your space, how do you react? Your homework. go deeper. How can I connect with my fire and voice this in a healthy way, so I can make myself seen and heard for what I stand for? The second thing is that I want to tell you a story. So one of my very good friends is traveling, and she is actually in Greece at the moment. And she went on house sitting this beautiful property with all of these animals on this island. And just as she arrived, she was already feeling, there were like these creepy feelings, you know? She contacted me, she's like, Sandrine, I don't know what's going on, but the vibe's very bizarre here. As soon as I heard her voice note explaining a little bit the frequency she was experiencing, the weird things, the weird vibe in the house, I had like full on goosebumps. It was like, oh, that is something else. And I just sat down. She's a very close friend, you know, she's one of my besties, so I can do that for her, and I know that, you know, she gives me full permission to do that as well. So I just went there and I just like basically received all of this information that it is a portal to the lower realms. There are many portals of higher realms around the planet, and there are also many portals to the lower realms, and that is okay, because we are in this a matrix that is shifting into a high level of frequency. So it means that the portal to the lower realms, they will no longer exist, or they will be dissolved and dismantled. So basically, I could really perceive that there were a lot of entities and demons. If you want, it was a highway chair. It's okay. Come. Come here. My dog is not used to having me stand. Hey, Jerry. Say hi and be quiet. So I was perceiving that the house was full of demons, full of entities. There were so many things happening. And I told her that, but what I told her as well is like, you know what? It's like the energy, it's unpleasant, but you have nothing to fear, because these demons and entities, they have nothing against you. They are literally like, I'm just passing by. If you want, it's like a crossroad, like a highway. They're just going through there to go in the earth realms and under, and in different realities, alternate realities as well. So I told her, like, just stay out of their way, you know, like, it's gonna be fine. But if you find that the energy is really too intense and it is impacting your sleep, your mental well-being, and you start feeling that they are actually really too interested in you and you don't like it, just let me know. And basically that started happening, like all of these crazy things started happening, and she really disliked it. So what I told her is like, you've got the training on Sekhmet, you know, like entities removal. I facilitated that training last May, and to this day, it is the training that has sold the most, because it is the most needed for light workers when they want to open up channeling abilities, psychic abilities, but they are terrified of the lower realm demons and entities and lost souls. So I told her, like, listen to that training, do everything in the quantum in the house, and see if something happens, and then get back to me. And then she did, and she's like, you won't believe it. I was like, oh, I think I will. She's like, it's gone. Like, there is nothing. Like, literally, it is freaking gone. Thank you, Sekhmet, and thank you to you, my friend, for actually rising up to the occasion, to doing this training yourself, to empower this fire, to empower this courage, this confidence, because this is what you need to be doing. If you continuously place yourself as a freaking victim of life, you are a victim. Of course, the enemy is gonna go get you. Because you think like, oh, I'm so weak, come and get me. Oh, it's just like in life and also energetically, you know, like as a human and also in the quantum. If you have zero tolerance for bullshit, if you know how to co-create with your fire, how to co-create with your multidimensional soul, how to co-create with Sekhmet, you kind of like, do you really want to come and get me? Bring this on, because this girl here, she's got guns, literally, not only physically, but also energetically. And you mess up with me and my family and my friends, you're gonna hear about it. Like, I'm not only a freaking multidimensional human knowing about it, I actually embody it. I do embody it. I have a very strong dragon energy, Arcturian energy, Sirian energy, little wolf energy. I am all of that. And because I am so psychically open and connected to my own multidimensionality, because I teach that to others, because this is my purpose, because this is my mission, I every single day that I get to breathe the beautiful air on our planet, I improve myself. I get stronger. I get more powerful, because this life is in your training. So stop placing yourself as a victim, ignoring your power and the fire that burns in your belly. Reclaim that. It is part of your multidimensionality. You are afraid what? What are you afraid of? Are you really afraid of demons and entities? Are you really afraid of the matrix system? No, you are not. You are afraid of your own power because you do not know how to handle it. And you know very well that when you reconnect to your power, you will step into a completely different identity. Like, no one can fuck up with you. Like, no one can mess up with you. Energetically, in physical life or in non-physical life, because they're gonna meet the dragon. Because you have this fierceness inside of you. Or you protect your loved ones, you protect your business, you protect your offering, you protect your community, you protect your people. I do the work every single day as I go to the gym, as I train my body, as I eat healthy, because I am here to be an unshakable force of God flowing through me. So to open your psychic abilities, to open your channeling abilities, it is to embody these codes. It is not only to be like, oh, you know, like, I'm a star seed, I'm so love and light right now, I'm just gonna ostracize in the forest and only live with people that are high vibe. Really? Okay, do that if you want to, but I'm not that girl. I want to be part of society. I want to roar like a lioness. I want just to be everything, not just, you know, like, that's not me, thank you very much, you know? To be able to increase the connection that you have with your star family, with your multidimensionality, with animal totems, with dragons, with unicorns, with everything that we are on a multidimensional level, you need to have a very strong backbone. You need to have the fire activated within you. Fearless. I am so fearless that I'm very happy to report that the only fear that I still have is big hairy spiders. If someone climbs down the wall, please tell me, but there are none here in this house. But if it happens, you will see me scared, which I find is cute because my human is still there, you know? Yes, I've done a lot of past life regression and all the things on knowing why. I know why. I've seen myself in some past life with very interesting dynamics, but it's still there. So I won't annoy my human, like, you must tackle this fear. But otherwise, I don't fear anything. When I'm in the quantum and I see armies of the dark forces come and they try to come and get me, like, they can't. There is literally, they can't. And I have shifted so much, and I have created these quantum structures for myself, for my house, for my people. You know, people in Iria School of Channeling, they are under the protection of my wings, my angelic dragony wings. So they are in the field of really high frequency protection. It is the same with VIPs that I mentor over a certain period of time. I help people, you know, reactivate their powers, not only psychically, but also energetically on this planet. So we are here to really become the force that we are, that you know that you are. So I want you to connect to your fire, to your divine rage, and I really want you to continuously do the work on yourself to refine your connection with your heart, because your heart is the multidimensional quantum technology that directs the different dynamics happening in your life. So your heart is what you need to place your consciousness into all the time. Your heart is the seat of the soul. This is the soul that directs your path, that says, go this way, go that way, go meet this person, do that. Be fearless. The heart is fearless. The heart does not know fear. The fears are located from other aspect of our disincarnation, okay? Other aspect of the human. The heart knows no fear. So here is another very important thing to know about demons and entities. Once upon a time, most of them, they were like you and me, you know? They were just like humans, living their life. And as you might know, life on planet Earth, it's not easy, right? So these people, they were traumatized, they were angels. Some of them, they might even be killed. I'm just going to place my Joey down. Will you be quiet, Joey? Because Mama's getting tired of carrying you. He's got his little basket there. So once upon a time, these demons, these entities, these lost souls, they were humans. And they had a life, they had partners, they had kids, and then something nasty happened to them. And they were so trapped in the suffering contrast of this reality that they never found the light as their body died. They became lost. And some that have been lost for thousands of years. Imagine being lost in the in-between like this for thousands of years. Like, you'd be angry, right? You'd try to find a bit of fun wherever you can. So, like, let's scare the humans, you know? Let's play with the humans because, or like other forms of realities, because a lot of them, they don't even know they are dead. Like, one day here in New Zealand, I remember going to a river. And as I was sitting by the river, just relaxing there, and all of a sudden, there was this entity, and it was a lost soul, and it was a child. The child was just crying by the river, and the child had been crying by the river for over 40 years, he told me. It's like, it's been here for so long, I can't even remember. And I traced it back with the child, but the child did not even have the awareness that it was fully dead. It was wondering why people were not helping it. So I did the process of calling soul family and so on, and it went into the light so easily. But a lot of people are so afraid that it's going to reject them, which is like, no, valid. I don't say that you shouldn't, because if they come in your space and you're really scared and they are messing up with you, just you can tell them to back off. But what's more powerful is to actually realize that if you can perceive them, it's because you have responsibility to help them as well. Like, your sense of duty or your sense of service also needs to shift. So you can actually be the light worker, be the mission soul that you came here to be, which is to serve not only humans in flesh, but all of these souls that sometimes are also part of your soul family. You know, some of them have got goosebumps as I say this, as it's really like important to realize that some of these entities, they are part of your family. And finally, they see you. Only they are existing in a realm that looks scary, does not have a good reputation. So they come and like, oh, hey, look at me, I'm here. And we're just like, oh, you're like, oh my God, you solo vibe. Go away, I hate you. Close, 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 close. And rejection again happening for this poor lost soul, you know? It's like... So I'm sharing this with you because the second thing I want you to do is really tune into your heart and perceive loving compassion towards that realm. It is a realm that is misunderstood. And it is not to say, it is the same when we have horrible people doing horrible things as human beings in this life. We can understand that they might have had deeply traumatic childhood and that therefore, you know, they act that way. But it's not for that that the actions are good, you know? Like, we can condemn the action. It's completely unacceptable to bully other people, you know, to exert violence, to, you know, have like rage fist like out of nowhere, which is really uncontrolled fire. It is really not okay. So it is not okay either for lost souls, demons, and entities to come and fuck up with us and mess up with us. Like, excuse me, I can help you, but first you will behave, you know? So all of that really teaches you that as a multidimensional being, you are immortal, you are eternal, and nothing can truly happen to you because you are unbreakable, you are an unshakable force of nature. Everything that we think is broken and distorted is only fragmented consciousness. This is part of the teachings that we share. You know, we reside at the center point of our fractal, within our heart center. We place ourselves as the angel of our human, with infinite loving compassion towards everything that we are, our fears, our limitations, our hopes and dreams and aspiration. But the angel is not placid. It is not passive. It is not like, oh, I only deal with love and light. Angels are fierce and powerful. They have very strong sense of boundaries. They answer God only. They consecrate the divine will to the will of God. So you can be an angel by really perceiving this connection with your own self, and by practicing that into your everyday life, by standing up for yourself, when you want to practice self-hatred, when you want to be afraid of your dreams, when you want to reject your dreams, be the angel. Say, I accept and I receive. I might not take any actions about this now because I don't know how to step into that new reality, but I accept and I receive everything that I am unconditionally. I won't try to change anything right now because I just need to soften. So you see, we work a lot with the quantum, like we are quantum beings. So in everything that I share, which is coming from my channel, as I co-create with my High Council within the temple, the crystalline temple of the Golden Age spiritual ministry. This crystalline temple exists in the quantum, but it also exists in physicality. So the second thing that we want to teach you today, that we want to remind you, is that first, activate your fire and handle it with class, with grace, with maturity, like a clever human. And the second thing is that balance that polarity with the polarity of love, of compassion, of softness, of patience. Because therefore you will really place yourself as an unshakable force of nature that works from the heart, connecting with your heart, asking God for protection, God for guidance. Finding confidence and courage is a daily practice. Now, I have a friend who is now experiencing a lot of things, both energetically and also in her private life, as well as with some clients, of people walking all over her, basically no boundaries. And she's like, I don't know how to say this. I don't know how to say that, because she's afraid she's going to harm people's feelings and push them away, when all that she needs is her freaking space to be able to do whatever she wants right now. She's in this like time and space in her life where she just wants to be there for herself, but yet she's continuously receiving messages from people, being dragged into other people's shit and drama. And it happens as well with like some people she dates or some people she meets. And I'm like, dude, like, it's very clear, isn't it? Like, freaking fire needs to be activated, clear communication saying like, look, I really like you, but I'm not going to hang out with you right now because I need my space. And that's got nothing to do with you. If you don't like it, if you don't accept it, you're not my friend. You're not meant to be with me. This is very clear. This is very, like, it's a practice. So finding the courage and the confidence to express your needs, to set your boundaries, to go after what you want, that is going to, in your already in your human life, change everything. But as you work as a channel and as a psychic or a healer or Reiki practitioner, it's going to change everything, because you, the way you carry yourself in your human life has everything to do with your access to non-physical realities. So you want to connect with light beings, raise your frequency. Become a powerful, unique, divine human being. Because power meets power. Like, we always meet the frequencies that we vibrate with. Okay? So if you don't activate this power inside of you, if you don't believe in yourself, if you are not loving your human, or trying, you know, on the path of loving your human, it's going to be really challenging for you to connect psychically with your family of the light. Because you're not being that for yourself, you're not being that for other humans. So why would the access be there? When you are afraid of meeting dark forces and entities, when you channel, when you are in your sessions with other people, it can also happen if you're a healer, Reiki practitioner, kinesiologist, yoga teachers, and things like that. You know, everything that implies serving other people and therefore opening up the field to what they have in their field. Because flash news, 90% of the population has entities attached to them. Yes. Yeah, 90%. It's a huge deal. People don't even know. So it's okay in a way, you know, because we don't know. But imagine the level of education that needs to happen on this subject. So we can clear the field for ourselves, from our family, from our house, but also for our clients. Because when you start teaching, coaching other people, you become deeply energetically connected with the other person. And we want that. That is becoming a higher vibrational human, because we want to be deeply connected with the other person so we can perceive what they feel, what they receive. We can open up the field to receiving all of this freaking amazing information about them, because they said yes, they want that. They give us permission for that. So also we're going to open their Pandora box. We're going to perceive energetically what is going on. So if we are afraid of the darkness, we are not going to be able to solve them at the highest. Not possible. Because we are afraid, because we are scared. And that aspect of the person knows it. So it's going to amplify even more. So the client is going to have all of these resistances in doing the work, into really following what you share as you should do this, like in terms of spiritual practice, of meditation, or like whatever, you know, like medicine you really feel is beneficial. It's going to be really hard for people to actually do it if they don't know how to address the darkness. It's because we are here to reclaim our sovereign divinity as a unified field of consciousness, and within us reside everything, all aspects of God, the dark and the light. So if we are afraid of the darkness, we are afraid of our own self. We think that anger and rage is part of darkness. No, it is part of the light. By the way, why are dark forces here? Because we call them humans. Because humans were not evolving. Because humans started becoming trapped into ego templates. Yes, I can explain the transition from really ancient civilizations to this day. I'm not going to go there now, but I can trace that. You know, I have the access to that. But basically, long story short, darkness is there simply as a font of contrast. Because we are so detached, so cut from our heart desires, from our magnetic field, that we don't know how to evolve any longer. So we are supposed to evolve through fifth dimensional matrix system frequencies and above, which means that we follow our magnetic heart desire to be able to activate, you know, higher levels of evolution, because all of us, we are here to evolve. That's the bigger purpose of every single freaking frequency that exists through all times and space realities, all galaxies. Frequencies evolve. And they try to evolve in many different ways. So because we don't evolve by listening to our heart desire, how do we evolve? Receiving freaking slap in the face. Okay, so you are really complacent with this. You don't do the inner work. You like always same, day after day after day after day, robot life, enslavement system really active in your field. Let's shake you, human. So this is when the contrast come. Illnesses, diseases, trauma, suffering. It's shit. It's nothing. I don't know about you, but I don't want to evolve like that. Thank you very much. I've done it for thousands of lifetimes before. It has happened to me a lot in this life. This girl does not want contrast anymore. It is going to keep on happening, but to a much lesser degree, because I continuously do the work on connecting to my magnetic desires and working through my own limitations and through the subtle fears that are present. I tackle them one at a time, and the contrast reduces. So the dark forces are there because they are doing their job. If we don't want them in our field, we can learn to grow our fire, activate more of our heart center, follow our heart desire, and then learn how to actually work with them, to clear them, to free them, to liberate them. Remember, everything always happens for a reason. So if you are that human that is receiving these kind of frequencies in your field and you wonder why, it is because you are calling that reality in, because you know that you have what it takes to handle it, because this is happening to you, because you are reclaiming your courage, your fire, your fuck no boundaries. And this is happening energetically, because you know what? God is always there. The universe is always there. Everything happens for a reason, to help you grow into the powerful being that you are here to become. So if you experience darkness, contrast, suffering, entities, demons, and lost souls, it is because you fucking got it. You got it. And if you don't know how to handle it, please get my training from entities, clearing and removal. It's cheap. It's on my website, sandrines.com. It is only like $66. And with that, you're going to receive all the in-depth training on how to handle dark forces. So you are not afraid of them, but you can also help them, because it is part of your duty if they are present. And you also want to open your psychic abilities to become a powerful channel of light, because we are all psychic. We are all channels. It's just we haven't learned how to do it. I teach that. I help people activate that, because I'm pretty good at what I do. I was born this way, you know, and I have also thousands and even millions of lives before this current incarnation, which actually happens at the same time as this current incarnation, as no time and space, right? But it's like, I've got you guys, I've got you. Get my training, because not only you will understand the greater architecture of this dynamic, but then we go in an activation and we call in Sekhmet, who's the Egyptian goddess. Like, and when we go in Sekhmet with Sekhmet in the quantum, this is very playful, this is very powerful. Because we shift into this feline, we've got big fangs out, and we can see the demons and entities, and we can go like, rawr, you know. But mostly what we do is actually work from the field of love. We talk to them, we bring them in, we say, I see you, and I hear you, and I feel you. And from being like, oh, I'm a very scary entity demon, oh, I'm gonna get you. From being like, oh, it was like, come on, guy. Like, I see you. I hear you. No need to be scary with me. I feel you. I'm here for you. So all of a sudden, it's like, oh, she's not afraid of me? Okay. What's happening now? Maybe they want to be even more scary, but just like, come on, drop it. I told you I'm here to help you. So this is what I'm going to do. Can you check this? I got my wings. I'm a freaking angel. I'm a dragon. I'm everything. I remember my power. So you cannot do this anything to this girl, right? It's like a dragon. Like, all of a sudden, the entity is like, oh my God, you know? It's like, she knows who she is. She's not a slave. She's not afraid. What should I do? And then, in that training, entities clearing and removal, I teach you how to open up different vortexes, because these beings, they come from somewhere and they really want to go back to where they come from, because they don't belong here any longer and they know it. Now it's time for love and light, fun, abundance and play on planet Earth. This is what we're here for, the golden age. So we are here to help them transition to where they come from, so they can choose to go back into lower realms, earth realms and other realities. Or they can go back to where they come from, which is actually often star system. So I really want you to get this training, because once you have this training with you, you can keep it for life and you are going to continuously go back to it. It is like a reference training, because not only you have like the theory about it all, which is also activating a lot of remembrance about your own power, but then it's an activation that is going to shift your entire reality. Because the way you handle yourself in the quantum or in life impacts the other reality. Physical and non-physical are completely interwoven. So there is no need, no reason to stop evolving, to stop opening up your consciousness because you are afraid of meeting dark forces. There is no need for that, because you can totally be there for them, free them, release them, and be completely protected and not depleted. And you know what? You can even have fun doing that. Literally, I have so much fun doing that. And the more you raise your frequencies, the more you do the inner work on healing the old, healing the wounds, healing the density, working with alchemy, which is what we teach. This is the core of the body of work that we teach. We teach alchemical transmutation through the heart center, through the angelic coding that we are, the angelic blueprint that we are. So the more you actually live from that space, the more you increase your frequency. And it's not so much actually increasing your frequencies. It is more remembering that you already vibrate at that level, right? So it's like, you know, I'm refining here this architecture that you already vibrate at a very high level of frequency. Certainly you're not aware of it. You don't know how to actually be that now. But when you can be more and more that now, what happens? You don't really need lower realms being that much any longer. It will only happen occasionally as you do one-on-one sessions, as you work with group, as you do grid work, like if you travel in specific locations, then yes, it could happen. But most of the time, the people I train in my school of channeling, Iria School of Channeling, the people that have trained with me before, my clients and students, they learn to handle all of this and they don't meet that much any longer. Because when we are not afraid of something, it's like this entanglement, this energetic cord no longer is activated. So it is very, like it's very, unlikely that you're going to meet dark forces, entities of the lower realms. So I really want to invite you to please get my training. I do this because it is highly valuable. I have like another friend who lives around here. She came to my channeling event in Wellington and she was talking about a family dynamic that was really challenging. It's like, I don't know what's going on, but all of a sudden, like kids, husband, me, like, it's just like all of this is happening in my household. I don't know what's going on. So I went into the field and then bam, all of a sudden these demons and entities started coming in her house because they were released from some part of the earth grids after being stuck there for a very long time. And they're just wandering around. It's like, where am I? What should I do? And then they see this vibrant light. My friend is such an angel. Like she's really, really high frequency. And all of a sudden they see that and it's like, great, someone that can help. And then they go there. And because the density is so strong, actually her children, I could see that her little baby, like 2-year-old daughter, could totally pick up on this love vibe. So of course she's not going to sleep through the night. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Get this thing out of my house. And she's too young as a soul to actually do the quantum work. So I said to my friend, look, this is what I'm perceiving in the house and so on. And she was like filled with goosebumps. She's like, oh my God, I thought about it. But like, yeah, as you said, like it's so clear, so apparent. And I say, you know what? Like get this training and do it at home and you will see the difference. Guess what? She did a training, nothing. Because when we do that training, we not only do that training for ourselves, we don't only learn how to do that in our practice as a healer, as a Reiki practitioner, as a psychic, but we also do that for our house, for our home, for our family, for our neighborhood. So we clear that. So we live in a home that is pure and clean. Well, so many of us, so many people that go on through awakening processes, they're just like, oh, I need to avoid 5Gs and all of these, like, you know, MFS transmissions and stuff like that. And they go and isolate themselves. But yet they have no idea how interconnected they are with non-physical realms and where they move in the countryside could actually be a portal for the lower realms. And all of a sudden, you know, the pollution happening in their field is not an electromagnetic pollution. It is like a literally dark realm pollution. And they wonder what is happening. So signs that you kind of have entities with you or in your house is like, it's really challenging for you to break free from certain patterns, addiction, depression, and all of these things. It's like, you know, like it is present on you. In the house, like weird things happen. There could be a lot of conflict between family members and you actually do what's necessary. You know, like you sit down with people, you do the inner work. So here I'm talking is like, you already do the inner work on opening up your heart, clear communication, setting your boundaries and so on. But you know, like these things keep on recurring. You don't know what it is. And you have a creepy feeling. You're like, it's like, you know, inside of you, there is something that's happening in the astral, in the non-physical form. You don't know how to explain it, but you kind of know. It's just that you don't want to admit it because you don't know what to do about it. Who can help? You. You. Become a master. Learn how to handle that. So go on my website, sandrine.com, to get that training. Keep it as the most powerful tool in your toolbox. I have people who did the training in May and they say like they're having so much fun now. They are really like, a lot of people actually came back to me saying that finally, you know, their psychic abilities, channeling abilities and their gift are coming more to life because they are not afraid any longer. And actually, if something happens, they feel like to start with, they're a little bit like, oh my God, what to do? And then they remember their power and there is this feeling of like, wow, you know, I know how to handle this. So not only do these people that have, like many of them that have purchased this training beforehand in May, they come back by saying like in their practice, as healers, as channels, everything has changed, but also in their everyday life because that they carry that energy of, you don't fuck with me. No, thank you very much. Low vibe, I know how to handle you. I'm not afraid, thank you very much. Imagine how your life could be if you had zero tolerance for fuckery. Literally, physically and energetically. Whatever wants to fuck up you with you and your energy and your family and your home and your clients and your students and your community is like, excuse me? Do you know who I am? Do you know who they are? We are freaking lights of God. We are fractal of source consciousness, as you are, by the way. Only I remember, I know how to handle this. I know how to live from the heart while also saying, back off. How could your life be if you were that force of creation? What would you accomplish? How much more open would you be? Like the accelerated pathway of evolution would be amplified. You would step into such a higher reality if you had zero tolerance for physical and energetic fuckery. So if you want to access higher level of consciousness, you need to learn to handle dark forces present in the physical and in the non-physical. This training of entity clearing and removal will change the game forever. Because this is not a training that makes you dependent on me or anyone else to do the work for you and to help you. No, this is a training that turns up the fire in you, that helps you remember who you are, and that gives you literally the steps and the tools to become unshakable, to be so strong and protected, and to know how to co-create with Sekhmet in the quantum. So this is an extraordinary clearing. So I share this with you now here live because I am here to help people reactivate the truth of their divinity. And I see way too much flaky spirituality going on out there. People don't understand what they talk about. They say, I'm a spiritual coach, I'm a spiritual this. It's like they have no idea what they are doing in the quantum, energetically, in this physical and non-physical life. No judgment, they mean well. But really learn to receive from a higher level of consciousness to connect with your own sovereign intelligence, blueprint. Because therefore, you will download your own templates, your own activations, your own surgeries, so you can continue evolving as a sovereign free beings of the light. And this is what I do. I have no tolerance for people plugging themselves in my field by putting me, Sandrine, on a pedestal, by thinking, look at us, like, no way, no way. I am here to be a mirror of your power, of your truth, of your divinity. And for that, I might challenge you, but I will do that from the field of loving compassion, for deep presence, for accepting you fully, wholeheartedly, exactly as you are, but also to shake you and to say, get back on your horse, keep walking. You are powerful beyond measure. Who do you think you are to play small and to believe that you are a victim and to believe that you are stuck? You are not a channel. You are not a psychic. You are not born gifted. You are born gifted. Everyone is born gifted. Only some are very good at math. Some are very good at music. Some are very good at drawing. Some are very good at psychic things, like me. I was born fully awake for a reason. This is to train other people to live from that level of consciousness, that level of openness. And one of the main template for that is to be fearless. So this training, entity clearing and removal, is there to teach you that, to be fearless. Because even if you feel a fear, you know how to alchemize it, how you know how to drop into the heart. So you are an amazing being of the light. And I would love to invite you to go on my website, sandrines.com, to get this training, entities clearing and removal now, because it is going to help you step into a new timeline of having zero tolerance for fuckery physically and energetically. So you can open your vortex to receive more of you, but also to really truly help not only your clients, your students, your family, but also to help all of these lost souls that are here and that are looking for freedom, to be released, to come back to where they come from. Okay? Remember that this training is on my website, sandrines.com, but also remember that I have opened my calendar to receive a few clients through one-on-one sessions. So there are two different types of sessions. There is a 90-minute multidimensional session and a 2.5-hour trance channeling session. So we can work on any aspect of your reality where you feel stuck, blocked, limited. We can connect you with your star family. We can trace your, you know, everything through multidimensional time and space reality. We can practice activation, surgeries, and so on. The sky is the limit, not even the sky, it's like the infinite quantum is the limit, because I co-create with you and your spirit guides at the highest to help you shift into a new reality. A lot of people that receive sessions, they take a few days to integrate and then they can see their reality, like they, you know, like the message I receive is awesome. It's like I feel and I know I'm completely different. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you want a one-on-one session, I have a few spots open for end of December and January. Simply send me a DM. I will be very happy to share more information. I send you lots of love. Thank you all so much for joining live. I will be sharing more training, more stories, more amazing things on All Things Spiritual here live on Instagram. So remember to follow me and to comment on my post and share, because the more you engage with my content, the more you will see me pop for this kind of training regularly now. Also remember to join my YouTube channel, Sandrines, because there I go live as well regularly, weekly, to teach on the embodiment of our sovereign multidimensionality. This is revolutionary teachings for mission soul that are trailblazers here to activate a massive wave of awakening around the planet. So if you are called to be of service for humanity, you will love everything that me and my High Council of Light, as we co-create with the frequency of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which resides in the seventh planes of consciousness, we channel everything for you and we help you activate a higher reality, not only for yourself, but also for the generation of tomorrow and for our community as human beings as a whole. So thank you all so much. I send you lots of love. May you keep shining bright, because the world is a better place when you are unapologetically you. Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.